Okay, our friends. So today we are reading you a beautiful story about times gone by and how important family is. Are you ready, my friends?
Yeah.
I hope so. Today's story is called Uncle Jed's Barbershop. It was written by Marjorie King Mitchell, and it's illustrated by James Ransom. And it's read today by Mommy. And
Flippy.
Flip. Flip says Flippy. Okay. Are you sure? Are you sure?
Flip.
All right. Flip. Mommy and Flip. Here we go.
I'm not Flippy, an evil psychokinetic fish.
No. You're just Flip.
Flip.
Love it.
Not Flippy.
Not Flippy. Flip. Okay. In the picture, we can see a little girl with a beautiful yellow dress, and I think she's the one who's telling us this story, so let's hear what she has to say. Jedediah Johnson was my granddaddy's brother. Everybody has their favorite relative. Well, Uncle Jedediah was mine. He used to come by our house every Wednesday night with his clippers. He was the only black barber in the county. Daddy said that before Uncle Jed started cutting hair, he and Granddaddy used to have to go 30 miles to get a haircut. After Uncle Jed cut my daddy's hair, he lathered a short brush with soap and spread it all over my daddy's face and shaved him. And then he started over on my granddaddy. I always asked Uncle Jed to cut my hair, but Mama wouldn't let him. So he would run the clippers on the back of my neck and just pretend to cut my hair. He even spread lotion on my neck and I would smell wonderful all day. When he was done, he would pick me up and sit me on his lap and tell me about the barbershop he was going to open one day and about all the fancy equipment that would be in it. The sinks would be so shiny they sparkled. The floor is so clean you could see yourself. He was going to have 4 barber chairs, and outside was going to be a big, tall, red and white barber pole. He told me he was saving up for it. He had been saying the same thing for years, and nobody believed him. People didn't have dreams like that in those days. We lived in the South. Most people were poor. My daddy owned a few acres of land, and so did a few others, but most people were sharecroppers, and that meant that they lived in a shack and worked somebody else's land in exchange for a share of the crop. But when I was 5 years old, I got sick. This particular morning, I didn't come into the kitchen while Mama was fixing breakfast. Mama and Daddy couldn't wake me up. My nightgown and my bedclothes were all wet where I had sweated. Mama wrapped me in a blanket while Daddy went outside and hitched the horse to the wagon.
Hopefully she didn't catch smallpox.
You hope it wasn't smallpox?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a terrible disease that existed at that time. This story was written a long time ago, of course, because they have a horse and wagon. Mm-hmm. We had to travel about 20 miles to go to the hospital. It was midday when we got there. We had to go to the colored waiting room. In those days, they kept black and white separate. There were separate public restrooms and separate water fountains and separate schools. It was called segregation. So in the hospital, we had to go to the colored waiting room. Even though I was unconscious, the doctors wouldn't look at me until they had finished with all of the white patients. When the doctors did examine me, they told my daddy that I needed an operation that would cost $300. $300 was a lot of money in those days. My daddy didn't have that kind of money, and the doctors wouldn't do the operation until they had it. My mama bundled me back up in the blanket, and they took me home. Mama held me in her arms all night. She kept me alive until Daddy found Uncle Jed. He found him early the next morning in the county on his way to cut somebody's hair, and Daddy told him about me. Uncle Jed leaned on his bent cane and stared straight ahead. He told Daddy that the money didn't matter. He couldn't let anything happen to his Sarah Jean. Well, I had the operation. And for a long time after that, Uncle Jed came by the house every day to see how I was doing. I know that $300 delayed him from opening the barber shop. Uncle Jed came awfully close to closing his shop a few years after my operation. He had saved enough money to buy the land and build the building, but he still needed money for the equipment. Anyway, Uncle Jed had come by the house. We had just finished supper when there was a knock on the door. It was Mr. Ernest Walters, a friend of Uncle Jed's. He had come by to tell Uncle Jed about the bank failing, and that was where Mr. Walters and Uncle Jed had their money. Uncle Jed had over $3,000 in the bank, and it was all gone. Uncle Jed just stood there a long time before he said anything. And then he told Mr. Walters that even though he was disappointed, he would just have to start all over again. Talk about hard times. That was the beginning of the Great Depression, and nobody had much money. And the Great Depression was a time about 100 years ago now, where banks failed. A lot of things failed economically. Needless to say, right now, during the Great Depression, in this time, during what they called the Great Depression, which was over 100 years, well, it was 100 years ago, everything in the country was not doing well. They'll tell you here in just a second. But Uncle Jed kept going around to his customers and cutting their hair, even though they couldn't pay him. His customers shared with him whatever they had, a hot meal, fresh eggs, vegetables from their garden, and when they were able to pay again, they did. And Uncle Jed started saving all over again. Old Uncle Jed finally got his barber shop. It opened on his 79th birthday, and it had everything, just like he said it would. Big comfortable chairs, 4 cutting stations, you name it. The floors were so clean, they sparkled. On opening day, people came from all over the county. They were old Uncle Jed's customers. They had walked to see him for so many years. And that day, they all came to him. I believe he cut hair all night and all the next day and the next night and the day after that. That man was so glad to have a shop that he didn't even need any sleep. Of course, I was there too. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And when I sat back on one of those big barber chairs, Uncle Jed patted the back of my neck with lotion like he always did. And he twirled me around and around in the barber chair. Uncle Jed died not long after that, and I think he died a happy man. You see, he made his dream come true, even when nobody else believed in it. And he taught me to dream, too. That's what's so beautiful about this story, is that he worked really hard. And he had to give up everything more than once. But did he let that stop him? No. He had to work against people who were not on his side, who were not trying to help him. But did he let that stop him?
No.
No.
He continued anyway.
Yep. And even more, he had to work. Even when he was probably very tired. But he kept going. And we should all be impressed by that.
And he was happy because he could work.
Mm-hmm. And we should all be in awe of that because...
And he was happy because he had a
niece. A niece. Mm-hmm. He was happy because he had family and people that he loved and people that he cared about. And we can all learn from that, can't we? All right, my friends, that is the end.
Hope you can join us for another story.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.